Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2129, recorded on Wednesday, the 12th of May, 2021. We'll be bringing you news and features from the Norwich Evening News and two special additional recordings. I'm Tim Peters, and this week I'm joined by Alison Aplin. We're recording this edition from our own homes. Alison, would you like to start with some announcements?
We are pleased to welcome one new listener to Chatterbox this week, Mr. Arthur Hawkes. We hope that you'll enjoy listening to Chatterbox. We receive stamps from five listeners this week, Mrs. Betty Wilson, Mr. Michael Edwards, Miss C. Burrows, Mrs. J. Bloomfield, and Mrs. E. Berry. And we will, of course, pass all of these on to Vision Norfolk. We've received a message from our patron, Pam Peterson, this week. She noted that, sadly, Lord Walpole died earlier this week. Robin Walpole very kindly opened up Mannington Hall for the first time ever to the general public in support of Chatterbox. Pam Peterson had some slight involvement, having had to visit Mannington Hall when she worked for the then Tourist Board to discuss the possibility of opening the grounds of Mannington to the public, and she must have mentioned Chatterbox. Lord Walpole knew her husband, Stan Peterson, from the County Council, and they got together, and the first ever house and grounds opening to the general public, as opposed to the occasional specialist booked groups, was agreed, with entrance to house and grounds and cafe money for the day going to Chatterbox. Neville Miller did an amazing job organising publicity. The late Meg Muggeridge and friends did a sterling job in the cafe. Chatterbox volunteers and Norwich tourist guides were incredibly generous with their time to help on the day, and a considerable sum of money was raised. The day was so successful that it carried on annually until very recently raising funds for many Norfolk charities. Another volunteer who was there, Alan Shirley, noted that Mannington House had optimistically catered for 1,000 visitors. 1,300 turned up, and they ran out of refreshments. Pam noted that the local constabulary had to be called out on the day to deal with the traffic queue down a quiet country lane. The police had been given a warning, but didn't think anyone would visit. Pam's two sons and a couple of their friends did an amazingly good job as parking attendants.
This edition will include news stories from the Norwich Evening News, letters from readers, information desk, and two features. There's a lot of very interesting material in Information Desk this week, so don't miss it. Following Chatterbox, we'll have the May edition of Norfolk Magazine. Here's Sarah Lusher to give you an idea of what to expect.
Hello, everyone. It's good to be back again with the April-May issue of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. The delights of gardens and gardening feature heavily this month. We hear about how Prince Philip had a special connection to Sandringham. Bob Flowerdew talks about his love of horticulture. We meet a honeybee saviour, the secrets of Thetford's battle area, and two local legends, boxer Jem Mace and superstar cricketer Bill Edrich. So keep listening after the news to hear all this and more.
Thank you, Sarah.